Good morning. I'll let everybody come in and find their spot. I almost thought, hey, so pretty, why don't we do the lesson outside? That's what I would have done in the days of classroom teaching, of course, with a little coaxing from the kids, no doubt. It's good to see everyone so much. My name is Beth Smith, and I have the blessing of being a part of Lamplighters teaching team this year. And I also have the blessing of being in Deb Reber's small group and sharing with them as well. And so it's good to see you. Today's lesson I've entitled Rise, Shine, and Give God the Glory. And we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which was a little long, right? Longest chapter of any epistle, and this is the longest epistle. So you're cool if you thought that things were going on a little bit. So just wanted to share that nugget with you. We just have one announcement today. Okay. Well, here we go. Covenant has a here called the Youth Street Ministry, where we take care of teens. And there is a need right now due to our season for warm gloves and hats, blankets, sweaters. They can be new or gently loved. And those items can be brought here to our Bible study next week, and we'll have collection bins to put those articles in. Or in the interim, if you think about it and you're driving by, we're going to have a receptacle in the office lobby of our church admin building, okay, which is the steps and to the right. It sits right as you go on to the parking lot. So we have been doing some pre-spring cleaning. Just save all of those items one of the homeless kids could put to good use during. And Lynn, missions, they love them. Gonna find your favorite cookie. Just love them. They show up early on Wednesdays and help facilitate cords and buttons and batteries, all by bouncing babies and fielding phone calls to IT support and doing it with such grace under fire and keeping me with a pacifier in my mouth as I'm sitting there going, I can't sing. And so I just wanted to say thank you to both for your ministry that you have here at Covenant and to our. Before we get going, I'd like everybody to bow with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the blessing of today. Thank you for the beautiful weather that puts an added step. Thank you for the friendships, the smiling and encouragement. Thank you also for always answering our prayers. Thank you for giving us for those answers. And Lord, I know that there are a lot of unshared requests that will be made public in our small groups. And we know and have the hope, because of the resurrection, that one day we will enjoy a life free from the curse of sin, free and trials and tribulations and sufferings. And I just ask that during today's lesson, where your servant Paul, that promise and that encouragement, that you open our ears and our hearts, and that we receive the custom-made message that you have for each one of us in this room. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. All right. Let's look at where we've been and where we're headed. We've been in 1 Corinthians, and, you know, next week is the last chapter in 1 Corinthians, and then we'll move into the second one. And I don't know about you, but if I were Paul, I'd be kind of tired by now. I mean, that guy, really, he has been put to the test. with this group of folks that are really not too dissimilar from where we are today in 2014. I know that our Heavenly Father would probably be a little weary with some of us at this point as well. But in chapters 1 through 4, Paul has dealt with divisions in the church. Then chapters 5 through 6, we went with him as he had to discipline the church. Chapters 7 through 14, he deals with difficulties in the church. And today he is going to turn his attention to disbelief in the church. All of this brought to you by the letter D today. Okay, so divisions, discipline, difficulties, and disbelief. Disbelief because the Corinthians were questioning a bodily resurrection. They did believe in life after death. They did believe in a resurrection, but only of the soul, not of our bodies. They just couldn't imagine that we would be raised in a physical form and have any form in heaven and then in a new earth. They just couldn't imagine that.